This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva. Family and friends gathered outside the Immigration Detention Center in Aurora today following the arrest of immigration activist Jeanette Vizquerra. ICE agents detained Vizquerra Monday morning, and sources tell CPR News they believe she's being held at the GEO facility. Vizquerra's 14-year-old daughter, Zuri, told CPR News her mother was taken into custody while on her lunch break.
I want a lot of people to know this is happening. I want a lot of people to know this system is very corrupt and we're going to get justice for my mom.
Lawyers have filed an emergency petition to prevent Vizquerra's deportation and are asking for her release. They say her detention violates the Due Process Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Vizquerra was granted a stay of removal in 2013, allowing her to stay in the country. Vizquerra's detention has drawn immediate condemnation from Democratic elected officials. Mayor Mike Johnston called it an abuse of power. Colorado lawmakers think nuclear power should count as a clean energy. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
Lawmakers approved a bill last week adding nuclear to the state's definition of, quote, clean energy resources. State Senator Larry Liston is a Colorado Springs Republican. He unsuccessfully ran the bill twice before, but this time Democrats were more receptive.
They've come to learn that it is indeed clean and safe and reliable.
The bill doesn't approve any new nuclear plants, but it could let future projects count towards the state's renewable energy goals. Climate groups oppose the bill, saying it promotes an unsafe energy source and siphon support for wind and solar. Governor Polis appears likely to sign it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver-based tech company Ibotta's chief financial officer is resigning. Sunit Patel will leave his role at the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 106.